hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this Sunday, May the 11th, 2014. So good to be spending some time with you. My name is Joey Kroll, and well, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Yeah, we try to saturate this program, have a focal point of the Word of God being our focus, and we try to have a theme in the midst of all of that as well. And we're going to be talking about prayer today. That's right. Prayer is basically the engine of a car when it comes to our Christianity. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always." Prayer should be as natural as breathing in the air so we can survive, especially when it comes to our walk with Him. So today, we're going to be talking about prayer right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
There's no God like Jehovah.
right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. How's the weekend? Yeah, I pray the weekend is blessed for you. I do have to say, I'm loving the spring weather, getting ready for, of course, summer. Just having the opportunity to be outdoors, do some yard work, mow the lawn, and just I love sitting outside and in my driveway with my wife, just watching the stars and having the ability to do that without a winter jacket or having to shovel the driveway. So I'm blessed, and I pray the same is for you and your family. And today we are talking about prayer. Psalm 145 verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to all those who call on him, all those who call on him in truth." You know, the early African converts to Christianity were pretty serious about their private devotions and their alone time in prayer. And each one reportedly had a separate spot in the thicket where he or she would just pour their hearts out to the Lord. And over time, the paths to these places became very well worn. And as a result, if one of those believers began to neglect prayer, it was soon apparent to others. They would kindly remind the neglected one, "Brother, your grass grows on your path." I love that. I shared it before, just a great, great story. You know, prayer time, friend, is a time where we can be completely intimate with the Lord. We can share all of our burdens, all of our heartaches, situations, and life struggles. We can go to him. It's the deepest relationship that we should have, and that's only with Jesus. So if grass has begun to grow on your path, take some time to find your way to that spot in the thicket today, because God awaits.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
Heaven's gate.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on this, well, Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time here with you right here on Great News Radio. And today we're talking about prayer. Well, I came across this great poem just a couple of days ago about prayer. It says, I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish, I didn't have time to pray. Troubles just tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me, I wondered. He answered, you didn't ask. I tried to come into God's presence. I used all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly reminded, why, child, didn't you knock? I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on gray and bleak. I called on the Lord for the reason. He said, you didn't seek. I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish, but I took some time to pray. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you, and I pray that your weekend is a restful one. In fact, my wife Aubrey, next weekend, she is going to go on a personal getaway. She's going to go fly down to Florida just to kind of have a nice little personal retreat, hear from the Lord, spend some time with Him uninterrupted. So it's just going to be me and the kids next weekend. So I'm going to be Mr. Mom next weekend. So if I don't make it to the program next Sunday, you know exactly what happened, okay? So please be praying for my wife, Aubrey, that she gets rested. I pray that it's a restful season or you. In fact, today we're talking about prayer. I love what it says in Romans 8:26. It says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. I love that passage. You know, life can get so hectic sometimes. I mean, we often try to do too many things at once, but when our schedule gets that hectic, we need to start investing in some quality time with the Lord. And the main word there is investing. See, did you know that God is the best broker in town? He really is. When we invest our time in worship to Him, in prayer to Him, in reading of His Word, He takes that time and multiplies it many times over. When we give the Lord of our time, He gets our minds focused and can even give us new ideas on how we can get things done better and more efficiently. I've heard a testimony after testimony about this and seen God work in my own life in this area. It really works. Spend some time with Him, even in the midst of the crazy schedule. Invest some time with the Lord.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking You as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains look so big and my faith just seems so small. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? dark. It's so hot inside my soul. I swear there must be blisters on my heart. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Surrender, don't come natural to me. I'd rather fight you for something I don't really want than to take what you give that I need. And I beat my head against so many walls. I'm falling down, falling on my knees. God, please. And the Salvation Army band is playing this hymn. And your grace rings out so deep, it makes my resistance seem so thin. So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? So hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. Been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Come and be my Prince of Peace. Oh Lord. Hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? Now hold me, Jesus, 'cause I'm shaking like a leaf. You have been King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? You have been King of my glory.
Yes, that's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to be spending some time with you as we've been focusing on prayer today, and I pray that you have a chance to spend some time with the Savior. Amen. If you have a prayer request, maybe even a song request, or just a question or a comment, you can email me anytime. I love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.